All right, everybody, it's Q&A. This is Deanna Durrell, your intuitive relationship coach, spiritual mentor, and healer. And today's Q&A comes from Facebook. Deanna, when faced with an upsetting situation, such as being lied to or being cheated on, how do we separate from our ego self? When we're saying things like, I deserve honesty, I deserve to be treated better, damn it, is it our right or is it simply a strong desire? What a great, just like complex question. Thank you for asking it. So the first thing that comes up is whenever you're faced with any upsetting situation, acknowledging how you really feel about it is so important. Oftentimes we'll try to do a spiritual bypass and go straight into love and light, forgiveness, which is all beautiful, but it's not necessarily the first step. The first step may feel very ego-based. It's the part of us that feels separate, that feels like we're denied something. And so feeling your feelings is step one. It's really, really important before I can even answer this question. And then the second part of your question, is it a right to want honesty, to deserve to be treated better? Yes, and recognize that we will only receive those things to the degree that we're giving it to ourselves. So if it's a desire, right, to deserve honesty, then on some level it's not here in your present. You're not necessarily maybe giving it to yourself. You're hoping that somebody sees that you are worthy of being treated with respect, which is very much like, you know, how you experience the world is dependent on what somebody does or doesn't do. But you are a powerful, powerful being. We all are. And there's the power of choice. So the second thing I would say to you is look at the language, right? The word deserve stands out to me. I deserve honesty. I deserve to be treated better. Yeah, you might use that language when you're in the phase one of I'm just really pissed off or why the heck did this happen? And that's fine if it helps you move out that energy and acknowledge your emotions. When you want to really, really start to move through it to the next phase, saying something perhaps like, I choose to embody honesty, or I am honesty, I am a woman who treats herself well, automatically you'll start noticing places in your environment and in your relationships where that's not true, where you're out of integrity. And then you get to be right with yourself. You get to come into alignment with yourself. And it'll be really obvious too when somebody else is attempting to, you know, treat you a certain way. And instead of accepting it, you see it for what it is because you're already embodying honesty. If you embody honesty, the law of polarity states, then, you know, we also have dishonesty. So it's either or. It's your right. And the dog agrees, and a desire, depending on how much you're giving it to yourself or not giving it to yourself. I'd love to hear from you. Have you ever dealt with an upsetting situation like cheating or being lied to? What helped you to move through it? I'd love to hear from you in the comments. And if you want more tips on how to feel confident in relationships, check out DeannaDurrell.com, and there is a free gift waiting for you. And remember, you are loved, you are safe, and you are enough. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you soon.